Hello, world. This is Wichita.
Wide expanse, girls and wild is flying high. Therefore I wonder, I love thee more.
The Wichita Eagle proudly presents another chapter in the great pageant of progress, which has been so well recorded by the newspaper for every member of the family. Since 1872, the Wichita Eagle has faithfully written the thrilling story of Wichita, and from these rich columns of history, we find inspiration for these weekly programs. We cordially invite you to listen to This is Wichita. Memories of the gay 90s. What a rich and fascinating decade. During the course of tonight's program, we'll unfold the whole story for you. And listen carefully, for your name might be mentioned, or your grandparents, or who knows, we might read the wedding announcement of your parents.
But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle there for two.
And now here's the First Federal Quartet, putting you further into the mood of the gay 90s with Dear Old Girl.
Dear old girl of mine, I love you, rain or shine.
For the sunny day in June, and the birds were all in tune.
When the preacher said the word that made us one.
That made us one. And you were a faithful wife through the changing scenes of life.
Till the master said your work on earth was done.
Your work was done. Dear old girl, the robin sings above you. Dear old girl, it speaks of how I love. As I think of my lost girl, and my broken heart is calling, calling for you, dear old girl, calling for you, dear old girl, dear old girl, the robin sings.
Glad to pay you, too. It's the best 20 cents worth of reading anyone could want.
Thank you.
Yes, we're happy to say that there are many who find the Wichita Morning and Evening Eagle the best 20 cents worth of reading anyone could possibly ask for. News, sports, comics, features, and serial stories. Every morning, every evening. And on Sunday, a huge edition chock full of interesting features, a whole section of gaily colored comics. Reading for every member of the family.
Wow.
one of America's greatest composers, John Philip Sousa, was gaining the popularity that was to make him immortal in the period of the gay 90s, and now the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, presents Washington Post March.
Of your Wichita Eagle. I'm a few cents worth of freedom. I'm packed from front page to want ads with the very essence of liberty. Listen to my presses roar. They're printing all sorts of stories. This is wrong with the government. This is right for the people. I'm a free voice. I can sing out the proof that no government or dictator will silence my voice. Not the voice of any one man or two men, but the voice of many. I'm your voice, your neighbor's voice. In short, I am an American newspaper. From my pages have come many stories. Brave, sad, gay, thrilling, tragic, and amusing narratives. Stories about you, your forefathers, your children. I've seen a lot and told a lot. I've been loud and daring, and I've been quiet and cautious. I've been the voice of the poor and the voice of the rich. I've cried out against injustice and criticized the highest in the land.
Liar! Fool!
Oh, yes. Yes, I've been cussed and disgusted. I've been loved and hated, and I have loved and hated. Look about you at the trees casting their cooling shadows in summer's heat and dropping their golden leaves in autumn's crispy coolness. They were not so plentiful when I first came here. My voice cried out, plant more trees! Plant trees for tomorrow! Tomorrow! Hear those train whistles? I invited them to come here. Great city, Wichita! Come to Wichita! Give us special rates! Help our farmers! Help our cattlemen! Oh, I sang a siren song to lure those big black steel monsters to point their shiny noses toward our city.
Wichita, next stop. Don't forget your parcel, your baggage.
Wichita. You should have seen it in the 90s. Perhaps you did. Remember how old Douglas Avenue looked? How many times have I cried out for improvements on that old street? We fought for pavement. Then we fought for a cleaner street. This was a muddy old town in those days. And do you remember how the train used to go right across Douglas Avenue? The Union Station wasn't there with its elevated tracks. No, indeed.
Santa Fe, the Frisco, the Rock Island used to roar right across Douglas Avenue, scaring the horses and puffing and blowing smoke and cinders on the stores. But I was always proud of the old town, proud and hopeful. And lots of folks agree with me, and lots of folks disagree with me.
Honestly, I don't know why anyone would want to live in this town of Wichita. I've only been back 2 days, and I'm simply dying to return to New York.
That's old John Holman's daughter speaking. Her name's Louise. Of course, that isn't a real name, but she was like a few of the folks around here in the 90s. She was young and pretty. Her father had made enough money during the booming days to be pretty prosperous. Louise had gone to a fine school back east. And she and her mother went to Europe, too.
Oh, it was charming. Paris, Rome, Venice. Oh, dear. Europeans are so cultured. The men are simply divine. So polite.
That's the way Louise's mother felt when she came back from Europe. And she never let the folks around here forget that she'd been in Europe. You know, the Riviera, the Alps.
Oh, Ma, you and Louise always are talking about them dudes and ferns over in the old country. You make me sick. Bless my hide, I bet you ain't cast eyes on a real man since you left Kent.
Yes, that's old John Holman. He came out here in the 70s, worked like a slave. Traded cattle, dabbled in real estate, farmed, and saved his money, and retired in the early 90s to enjoy life, sitting around talking to his old friends, chewing tobacco, watching the trains come in, and arguing politics and history.
No, sir, I tell you, it was 72. Why, I remember just as clear as if you're only having
yesterday. You're getting old. That
student
Frankie took place
right at the corner of Main and Meadow. No, it was just 2 doors down off of Main Street. Now, then, come to think of it, weren't 72 at all. No, it was 73.
And so the arguments would go on from day to day. Wichita was old enough now to have a little history, to have its share of old-timers who could remember when there were only a few trees and buffalo and Indians were abundant. Now, stately mansions were being built and the hearty, boisterous old-time get-togethers were giving way to more sedate social affairs. I always wrote up the stories, told of the parties and the weddings. The bride was always beautiful, the party always a grand success. Could I say anything else? My, that was quite a party they had that night. Miss Louise and her mother came back from Europe. And was Miss Louise beautiful in her gown with its ruffles and frills? And then the young men flock around her. But no one could have loved her as much as young Lance Hanson did. No.
Well, Andy, when you going to quit mooning and staring and do something a little more active?
Oh, I guess I'm not very good at that sort of thing, sir.
Nonsense. Go get her and dance with her. The party's almost over, and you haven't done yourself a bit of good, man.
Oh, I guess Louise is awful busy. Everybody's so glad to see her back.
They can see her back all right in that New York gown she's wearing.
Oh, I didn't mean that, sir.
No, but I did. Lou's getting a lot of highfalutin ideas I don't exactly like. She needs a good, steady, sensible husband. What I mean, man?
Well, I guess that's pretty hopeless for me. You folks are a whole lot richer than I am.
Now, what's that got to do with it? Richer. Money don't decide with me whether a man's all right or not. Son, I come out here to this country when there weren't any rich and poor society. No, it was just one society. A group of hard-working people fighting like Billy be darned to keep from starving to death.
But that's all changed now. These aren't pioneer times anymore.
Yes, I know. We're all getting too darned refined, if you ask me. But you get in there and ask Louise for a dance.
But, sir, she's already dancing.
Don't make no difference. Cut in. I don't like the look of that squatter-tailed dude she's cavorting with right now. Come on, son, cut in. Do as I tell you. Confound it, do you love my daughter or don't you?
Why, I...
Well, answer me, yes or no. Do you love her or don't you?
You darn betcha I do.
Well, then cut in, you blame fool. Cut in.
Yes, sir.
Young, fancy boy dancing with Louise?
Yep, sure is. They make a mighty smart couple, too.
But surely she could do better than that. There are so many eligible young men here tonight. I must speak to her.
Hold on there, Ma. I like that young fella.
Oh, but he's a nobody. Why, he's working in the stockyard.
Well, just what's wrong with that? You know, Ma, I can remember when you did a pretty good job of butchering a hog yourself.
Oh, please, John. We're past all that. Now, as important and financially solid people of the community,
we... For that. You know, Ma, I can remember when you did a pretty good job of butchering a hog yourself.
Oh, please, John. We're past all that. Now, as important and financially solid people of the community, we have a position to maintain.
Well, let's not try to maintain nothing but getting snobbish. We're just lucky, Ma, that we got what we have. Lots of the settlers haven't got anything anymore. Why not take your young Sanson's dad? He had 10 times more property than I did. But bad investments just drained it away.
Oh, I know. But, John, why don't we leave Wichita? We have enough money. We could live in fashion back in...
No, not me.
Oh, but think of your daughter and of me.
Now, Moy, what in that tarnation's wrong with Wichita?
Oh, do you have to ask me that? It's a nice little town, but I'm thinking of the glorious opportunities for Louise back east. If we could establish...
Now, listen, we've been through that before. We ain't a-busting into no high society back east, and that's final.
Oh, you're just stubborn and unfair.
No more. It's just that I'm in love with this town. Lordy me, all my friends are here. Why, everything I got come from this town, from the soil around here. And no more. No, I'm going to live and die right here in this old town. Right here. Because this is my town. It may be a hick town, but by Jove, it's my town.
Well, man, I didn't know you danced so gracefully.
Thanks, Louise. I've been taking dancing lessons ever since you wrote me you were coming back home.
Oh, Len, did you really?
Sure, I figured you'd have met some pretty slick dancers in New York and Europe.
Oh, it was wonderful, Len. I loved every moment of it.
I guess you find it kind of dull here now, eh?
Oh, I miss... Oh, I can't describe it, Len, but you see...
That's all right, Louise. You don't have to tell me. I'm not holding you any silly little promises we might have made to each other in high school.
Oh, Len, Oh, let's go out on the porch a moment. I can't just tell you exactly what I mean.
Sure, Louise.
Fickle and silly, will you, Len?
I'll never think anything except the best about you, Louise. You know that.
But it's just that I can't be sure, Len.
You mean about your loving me?
Well, yes, and about everything. It seems like everything's all mixed up now. Different, and yet somehow it isn't different.
Yes, it is different, Louise. It's different, all right. When we were going to high school and all, well, you were just a girl I was in love with, and there was no thought about your folks being rich and mine... I mind not having so much.
Oh, but, Len, that isn't what I'm thinking. That isn't why I...
Sure, I understand, Louise. We're grown up now. You should go on having the fine things you've learned to enjoy. Society and important people and servants and carriages. We didn't think of those things when we carved our initials in that heart we drew on that old tree down on Emporia.
But, Len, I don't think you understand yet. What I'm trying to say is I can't marry you now feeling the way I do. I just...
Sure, of course. I know, Louise. I wouldn't ask you to. I can't offer you anything. Maybe I never can. Look, Louise, this is all embarrassing for you and for me. I don't want it that way. I understand, and I...
Louise! Yes, Mother? Come here. The party's breaking up, and I want you to retire early. We are going to start plans making to move to New York.
New York? But did Father...
No, he hasn't said yes, but he will. I'll see to that. Come, dear. You mustn't be out in this night air.
All right, Mother. Good night, man.
Goodbye, Louise.
Many the hopes that I...
but you'd just as well be up at the stockyards arguing to that big buffalo they got in the pen as to try to talk me into leaving Wichita.
Oh, but John, you've got to listen to reason. Can't you see I'm only doing it for Louise's sake? I want her to make a proper marriage.
Yeah, so do I. And I think you would stay here.
Oh, you mean that fancy boy. It's ridiculous, impossible.
All right, all right. But just the same, I'm not going to leave this house.
Oh, very well. Stay here. Stay here in this little hick village with its small talk, its cruel ways. Stay here and roll in your buffalo wallows, but I refuse to stay. I'll take the reason you'll go to New York by ourselves.
No more.
I will. I mean it. I'm starting to pack at once.
And so John's wife and daughter went away. I gave him a nice write-up in the paper. Of course, I didn't mention why they really went away. Those things just naturally don't get into the paper. We didn't go in much for a little Christmas story. Now, I suppose if it hadn't been in the 90s, and if we were given to such small talk gossip as a certain type of journalism developed later, we might have said, what young man is sighing about town because his sweetheart is in New York looking for a more elegant gent? No, that kind of a story we didn't tell. There was too much big news. War clouds were settling over the world again.
Paper, mister? Eagle, mister? Read all about it. Battleship Maine blown up.
What? The battleship Maine?
Yes, sir. Blown up in Havana Harbor. Read all about it in the Eagle.
The battleship Maine blown up. Can you beat it?
Them dirty Spaniards.
They'll pay for this.
Just wait a minute, fellas. Eagle don't say the Maine was blown up by the Spaniards.
No, but it says they're holding an investigation.
Oh, them Spaniards.
Well, maybe so and maybe not. Things like this can lead to war.
Well, by George, let it lead there. We ain't got a strong nation. The United States don't have to take no sass from nobody.
War. Ugly rumors of war. Telegraph keys clicking news. War. Ugly rumors of war.
Here it is. The Maine was blown up, all right.
Threats of war. What heavy responsibility that imposes upon me, upon any newspaper? Only a few fiery editorials, only a little talk can sometimes be the spark that kindles hatred, the nourishment for war. March 9th, 1898.
Eagle, mister, read all about it. $50 million voted for defense. Looks like war, mister.
War. War. Rumors of war. President McKinley demands an accounting with Spain. Spain ignores the United States.
They can't do that, huh? Say, we're the United States. We're a great nation. We'll show them critters some respect.
Oh, we were a cocksure nation then. A brave, proud, strong nation come of age. Strength, yes. Wisdom, no.
Spain is in order to relieve the starving Cubans and put an end to the disorder. Spain ignores the U.S.
The country is willing to place its honor in President McKinley's keeping, even to the granting of a dictatorship.
Well, looks like war. We've got to show them Spaniards. Wish I could go. I'd like a good fight.
April 19th, 1898.
Paper, mister, get the Eagle. U.S. declares war on Spain.
Big headlines, eager faces, shouting voices. War, war. Never enjoyed telling that story. But I'm your paper. I must tell you the truth. The news. Ugly, beautiful, sad, or gay. I must tell you the news. Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Riders, Juliet Manila, youth rushing to the call of war.
Land? Yes. Land. Hey, what the devil are you doing in that uniform?
Well, I'm in the Army now, sir. Just enlisted yesterday.
Hey, Gumption, Land, you mean you're going away?
Sure, why not? I didn't have much to stay here for.
But, Len, you darn fool, Louise's are coming back.
Huh?
Yeah, I just got a telegram. She and her ma are both coming back to Wichita. She wants to see you. Len, don't you see that they've learned New York ain't so hard after all.
Louise is coming back
home? On the train tonight. It's due any minute. I've been looking all over town for you.
Gosh, and my train leaves tonight. I'm heading for training camp. Oh, I gotta see her. I just gotta talk to her.
Come on. Let's head for the station. Come on, get in the buggy here.
Yeah.
Hey, get up, Neil. Get up.
You came back.
Yes, man, but you, that uniform.
Yeah, I'm in the Army now. We got to finish this business with Spain, you know.
Oh, but, Len, I...
Will you wait for me, Louise? It won't take long. We'll knock Spain's ears down, and then...
Yes, Len, I'll wait. You waited for me. Oh, there's so much to tell you.
All right, soldier. On that train. Come on. Break it up.
I got to go now, Louise. I'll write you as soon as I can. So long, Louise.
Bye, Len.
May 1st. My dearest darling, Cuba is a funny country. Sure can't beat Kansas. Sure am homesick. Love sick, too. Don't worry, dearest. I'm all right. I'll be home soon. Spain hasn't got a chance.
Louise, come upstairs quickly. It's your father.
Father?
What, yes. Mother? We had a stroke while downtown. They carried him here. The doctor says it's
serious. Oh, no.
Yes, he wants to see you. Oh, Louise.
Oh, Father, I can't believe it. Oh, no, no, no. No, no. It can't be. Oh, no, not Father. Oh, Father, what happened? What?
It's nothing, Louise. I guess my old heart just sort of backed down on me. Trying to... And knocked me down. I guess it's tired.
Oh, John, we had no idea you weren't feeling well.
Well, I never had no idea either. I knew it was getting along in years, but... Well, I can't complain. The old man with the scythe has been whacking a lot of us old-timers down. We can't live forever.
Oh, don't talk like that. Oh, John, I've been a foolish old woman.
Oh, no. No, you haven't, Ma. No, you worked awful hard to get us our money. Fussing with high-class society was your fun. Till you got tired of it and wanted to come back to some... real folk.
Oh, Father, don't talk now. Just read.
I reckon I'll get along. A real long rest for long now. It's all right. I'm ready. I would sort of like to stay here, though, to see you and Len when he comes back from the war. You gonna... Going to marry him, aren't you?
Yes, of course, Father.
Bet your ma really puts on a high-class wedding. Sure ought to be something. Big will run your picture, too, Louise. Golly, I'm tired. Funny how a fella just sort of wears out, ain't it? Ma, I want you always to keep the property here. Stay here.
Oh, yes, John.
And you too, Louise.
It's all right, Father.
This town will get bigger and bigger. And you like it better. Better. I'd sure like to see it 20, 30 years from now. Maybe I will.
Father. Oh, no, Father.
Another pioneer passes. I carried the story and Granny's picture to him. I've written so many obituaries over the years. The great, the near great, and just folks. They all get stories when they go. That's why I feel so close to all of you. I write you up when you come into this old world, and I tell about the things you do while you're in it, and I bow in humble sorrow when you go. Yes, S and I printed the story of Lou and Land's wedding, for Land did come back. And as the new century dawned at the close of those gay and giddy 90s,
it dawned on the world at peace. Wedding bells. Oh, the stories of weddings that I've told. I can't begin to tell you all of them, but here are just a few I picked out at random.
The wedding rites of Miss Angela Sawyer and Mr. Robert Hall were consummated in the home of the bride's parents, Mr. and Mrs. E.B. Sawyer. The bride was a vision in white.
A quiet wedding took place last evening at 1225 East Old Street, at which Mr. P.S. Crum and Miss Susie Leach were made man and wife.
Were you there? Or perhaps you were among those present on a Friday afternoon, December the 26th, 1890, when...
There's something left for me of days that used to be. I live in memory among my souvenirs.
Mrs. W.W. Johnston, Jr. gave a tea Friday afternoon in which a large number of ladies participated. The home was profusely decorated with flowers, and the tastiness of the menu was remarked by all. The ladies present were Mrs. W.W. Johnston, Sr., Mrs. G.W. Clement and Miss Clement, Mrs. W.C. Little, Mrs. C.A. Walker, Mrs. J.O. Davidson, Mrs. R.T. Savin, Mrs. S.E. Jocelyn, Mrs. George Douglas, Mrs. Collins, Mrs. E. Vale, Mrs. C.E. Curtis, Mrs. Kent and Miss Kent, Mrs. Dr. Allen, Miss Mulvey, Mrs. J.F. West, Mrs. Russell Hardy, Mrs. C.A. Van Ness, Mrs. C. Hume, Mrs. B.R. Cushman, Mrs. J.M. Cook, Mrs. L.D. Skinner, Mrs. G.H. Blackwelder, Mrs. Charles Balance, and Mrs. L.L. Clapp, Miss Hutchinson, Mrs. O.Z. Smith, Mrs. J.H. Ailey, Mrs. Foster Brook, Mrs. Dr. Kosicki, Miss DuBois, Miss Larimer, and Miss Ida Skinner.
Were you there? Won't you call us and let us know if we've revived a pleasant memory for you.
I live in memory among my souvenirs.
And so the curtain falls on another performance inspired by the pages of the Wichita Eagle.
White expands, girls and while he's flying high.
This program was produced in the Arkwright Building Studios of radio station KFH and is brought to you every Sunday evening by the Wichita Eagle. First in news, first in sports, first in comics and features, and the home of the finest serial stories. We invite you to listen again next Sunday to the voice of the Wichita Eagle saying proudly to the whole world, this is Wichita.